You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Let's go Cardinals! Wait, it's the wrong show. I'm not supposed to do that here. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us. Those few of you that are here, we understand why the rest of you aren't here, but we thank you guys so much for being here. Of course, this is the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla. Of course, I am your mayor of Bird City. This guy next to me, it's Thunderstick Jesse Friedman, a.k.a. the vice mayor of Bird City, and we are here to talk a little Diamondbacks baseball, I suppose. Of course, you know, this show's brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use our code of PHNX. You'll get yourself lots of goodies. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. Jesse, I'm excited, but that's a different game. It's a different sport. My understanding and things are under review, so I might be made very sad here while we're doing this. I promised to do this show in this jersey if we tied it up, so this is where we're at. But Diamondbacks didn't have this kind of luck that the Cardinals had here at the end of their game in their series with the Padres. It did start off with a very nice win and a debut by Dre Jameson. Unfortunately, the Diamondbacks offense kind of disappeared in the series following that game and lose it 3-1. Ryan Nelson had his scoreless streak ended almost immediately in his start today against the Padres, but still an impressive start, an impressive debut by two of the Diamondbacks' youngest pitchers who we are very excited about as far as their futures are concerned.
Well, first of all, that's the last about football that I want to hear on this show, Derek.
Man, I mean, come on now.
I said
we'd talk about football. I mean, I'm just trying to get them in here, Jesse. It's hard to get people in here, and I understand there's a lot of fun football going on, especially for the Arizona Cardinals, but maybe if some of those Cardinals players or fans want to join us while they're waiting for JV and Bo Brack to get started, you guys, we'd love to have you here. But let's talk Dre Jameson, because obviously he was very impressive in his debut, something we are very, very excited about.
Yeah, Dre Jameson was outstanding on Thursday, and I know we talked about it briefly in our show on Friday when we had Jake McCarthy on, which was fantastic, by the way. If you haven't gone back and listened to or watched our interview with Jake McCarthy, go back and do that. He was outstanding. We had a lot of fun with him.
It was so good.
It was incredible. But yeah, we talked a little bit about Dre's outing then, but ultimately, Derek, that wound up being the highlight of the series. I mean, nothing else. I hate to say it, but nothing else good really happened over the weekend for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They did not get a hit with runners in scoring position for the rest of the weekend after that Thursday game. So the offense has gone silent. The Diamondbacks scored 13 runs altogether over the course of a 7-game homestand. That you're going to have a hard time winning many games, scoring that few runs over 7 games. So pretty rough altogether, you know, dropping 5 out of 7 here with LA and San Diego. And now they get to go on the road, Derek, and play the Dodgers 5 times in 4 days. So if that doesn't sound great, I don't know what does right now.
Oh man, I'm not happy about that, but let's take a look at the numbers in this series, because like you said, not a lot of good here. Relief pitching for the Diamondbacks, bad. Starting pitching outside of Dre Jameson's start, not very good. And the batting average with runners in scoring position, particularly atrocious.
It was all just bad after the Thursday game. And the Thursday game was great. So like, I don't want to take anything away from that, because that was, I think, one of the most fun days at the ballpark that a lot of people have had in maybe quite some time. But yeah, I mean, the rest of the weekend, you know, it was Madison Bumgarner on Friday, which it did not look good for him. Which has unfortunately been sort of a trend. He now has an ERA of like 8 over his last 9 starts. He didn't really give the Diamondbacks a shot to win that game. And the bullpen certainly didn't help anything either when they took over later toward the end of that one. But yesterday was Zach Gallen on the mound. Gallen just wasn't sharp, which is still sort of impressive that on a day where he wasn't sharp, he still managed to go 5 1/3 innings and give up 2 runs. I think that's, you know, just sort of indicative of how good he is right now, that's his worst outing at this point, is an outing that still very much kept his team in the game. And then today with Ryan Nelson on the bump in the series finale, unfortunately, as you said earlier, that scoreless streak that we've been tracking for a couple of starts now ended very quickly. He got the first out of the game, and then Manny Machado ended it with a 2-run homer shortly after that. And Ryan Nelson just wasn't particularly sharp in this one either. He had 4 walks. It seemed like command was really all over the place for him in this one, and he never really quite settled in.
I feel like Juan Soto made me eat my words from our little throw and shade segment.
Yeah.
Thursday quite a bit in the series. He finally woke up, much to the Diamondback chagrin. Like you said, Ryan Nelson, he still had that 13-inning scoreless streak to start this season, or start his career, his major league career. So that's really impressive, man. And I mean, you can't take anything away from him. Plus, in those, you know, his 3 starts so far this season have been against the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Padres. It's not
an
easy lineup, not to mention the fact that the Padres have seen him before, right? Now they have a chance to actually have some tape of their own on him. They have some experience against him. You know, it was a little bit easier for them to figure Ryan Nelson out the second time around, but still not as bad for me as Madison Bumgarner. We've talked about Bumgarner and his struggles. We've talked about how good he was early on in the season. Jesse posted a tweet from our account that kind of broke it down, I think, in how bad he has been as of late. And of course, he used Dallas Keuchel to compare him against. Dallas Keuchel's 8 starts before being DFA'd by the Chicago White Sox. He had a 7.88 ERA, a 2.16 WHIP, 3.40 opponent batting average, and 5.6 strikeouts per 9. Madison Bumgarner's last 9 starts for the D-backs look something like that. 7.82 ERA, 1.80 WHIP, 3.44 opponent batting average, and 5.4 strikeouts per 9. So almost the same ERA, a worse opponent batting average, and less strikeouts per 9 before Keuchel, who was a very good pitcher himself at one point in his career, was let go by a franchise that honestly committed to him and wanted him to be a long-term part of their plan, but no longer could really afford his starts, you know, could no longer afford his bad performances. I would say the Diamondbacks are in a similar position. We know that they're probably not in a position, considering they're a team that, you know, $37 million is nearly half of their budget for an entire season. So I'm doubtful that they'll want to eat that and just part ways with Madison Bumgarner. But it does feel like there comes a time where you do have to make a difficult situation, even if you owe Mad Bum a lot of money, even if he's supposed to be something he isn't. It feels like the situation isn't rectifying itself.
No, it's not. And unfortunately, there's a key difference between Dallas Keuchel's situation in Chicago and Madison Bumgarner's situation with the Diamondbacks, in that Dallas Keuchel was in the final year of his contract, right? The White Sox ate roughly 12, 13 million, something in that range, by DFAing him earlier this season. If the Diamondbacks were to DFA Madison Bumgarner, which of course is what everyone wants them to do at this point, you're talking about eating about $40 million. So like more than 3 times what the White Sox ate when they DFA'd Dallas Keuchel. So I don't think that's really an option for them at this point, or honestly, like even if it's something that maybe I would do, or something that I'm sure many of our audience members would probably do It's not something the Diamondbacks will do. I can just tell you that definitively right now. They're going to have Madison Bumgarner come back next season and give it another go, probably as a starter. If that doesn't work, then, you know, maybe you try him in the bullpen if he's willing to make that adjustment. There's still a few more steps here before the Diamondbacks get to anywhere close to that point.
And that's a big variable if he's willing to accept it. Madison Bumgarner is a person who, I mean, on one hand, in speaking to him like we had, you and I have both seen him be very humble at times. We've seen him very much talk about how little he wants to impact this team negatively, how much he hates it. Like he's a competitor deep down inside, and that guy does not want to be the reason why his team continues to lose. I don't know if I think a lot of people think he wouldn't have the kind of ego that would accept going to the bullpen, but I think he would. I think he would. It's just a matter of if it would be effective. And then it would be also a matter of if his mood, you know, would impact himself, because I feel like that's the biggest problem there. It's not like his, that he would be like demonstrative or like a bad teammate because they move him to the teammate or to the bullpen. I feel like they would, like he would hate himself, and he'd be very, it'd be like a downward spiral, because then he would continue to like have self-doubt and not have that confidence and be in the bullpen and maybe still not be effective out there. So I don't know. I'm very much with you though, that this team probably is not willing to eat that money or even make that move to the bullpen. Maybe I don't know. I'd say maybe they wouldn't make that move, but they also moved fucking Ketel Marte to center field, and which was one of the biggest disasters in this team's short history of moving guys from one position to another. Now Ketel Marte has been back, and he's been honestly better than ever over his last few last couple of weeks, it feels like, or at least his best that he's been all season. Jake McCarthy also has been very good, by the way, Jesse. Jake, our friend of the show, Jake McCarthy, he's batting .370 and has a double, a triple, two home runs, 10 RBI, and 6 stolen bases in his last 14 games. So McCarthy has been incredible. And we're giving him the DraftKings King of the Series simply for appearing on the show. One PHNX D-backs appearance, .333 batting average in this series. No, that's not right. Let's do the right thing. We're going to give it to Ketel Marte. Ketel Marte, the real king of the series. Hard not to give it to him. He had the .400 batting average. He had the home run, 2 runs, 2 RBI. He looks like his old self. It's fun to see him out there offensively contributing like he has. Unfortunately, he has 0 appearances on this podcast. So that was, you know, almost a deciding factor there. But since we're talking about it, we do want to thank Jake again for coming on our show, because honestly, we love this team. We love these young guys, but it was an absolute blast having Jake on and just chatting with him about this team. I felt like he made me even more enthusiastic about this outfield and this team's future than we already were, which I don't know how that's possible. I felt like I was at peak excitement level, Jesse, and I just passed right through that with talking to Jake. But very exciting times.
Ketel has looked better, and the Diamondbacks really, really need him, you know, to live up to this extension that they've given him now, right? I mean, if Ketel was already showing like significant signs of you know, his age, which is still not that high. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, 34 years old or anything, but you know, if he was already starting to see his performance regress at this point, you'd start to get pretty concerned pretty quickly. Whereas he has looked a little bit better over, albeit a very short stint. I still need to see more. He's doing a lot of this against left-handed pitching, which has always been his bread and butter. At some point, he's going to have to figure out how to get his rhythm back against righties as well. But yeah, this was a step in the right direction for Ketel. And even if he's kind of limping his way around the bases and not playing the best second base of his life, the D-backs just need him to be like a guy that you can have in the middle of the lineup every day and count on to some degree offensively. And I think he's done that well lately.
I agree. And again, shout out to all of our DraftKings King of the Series. Of course, if you're a new customer right now, you can get down on the DraftKings action. It's football season. Best time of the year to get down on it. And of course, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly using our code of PHNX. Plus, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion, which if you would have bet on the Las Vegas Raiders today, I think you would have cleaned up money-wise. You would have gotten your money back. But then maybe if you were a Cardinals fan, you still get to see the Cardinals maybe win this game. So best of both worlds right there. If you got down on that. Plus, But you didn't believe in your team, so I'm shaming you for that. So never mind. I take back all the good feelings you should have.
You're going to sound so silly, Derek, to all of the audio only listeners tomorrow who listen to this show and, you know, the Cardinals know the outcome of the game. Of the game. And I'm not going to speculate on what's going to happen, but
I feel like you're already fucking speculating on what's going to happen.
I
think you've already made it perfectly clear what you feel like is going to happen in this game. And I don't like it one bit. I don't like it one bit. We've had enough negativity around here this weekend. Herm Edwards out as ASU coach after that drumming that they had against, as Sean DePaz called it, I think six dudes, an insurance salesman, and I believe it was a sandwich maker. I don't know. He gave everybody
something like that, yeah,
because they were so pedestrian. But of course, maybe the Cardinals can bring us some good feels.
Are you betting on Cliff Kingsbury in an overtime late game situation? Like, I have to let my Cardinals fandom out right now, Derek, because it's a bit of a hard sell. I'm not going to lie. It's a bit of a hard sell.
You just keep pissing me off so much. God, you're making my blood boil right now. Look, I want them to win. I feel like you're bringing negative attention. They have the ball, right? Do they have the ball? I don't know who has the ball. I can't follow this game because I have to do this podcast. I have other things to do, and I'm so upset right now. But anyway, you, don't be upset like me. Don't miss out on your opportunity to get paid instantly over on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, even if your team loses. It's simple. Go download it. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our promo code of PHNX. That's promo code PHNX on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And I'll tell you, I've been to Allegiant Stadium. If you've ever seen my post about SummerSlam, you know what a wonderful time I had there. But if you wanted to catch this game in Las Vegas, which is a great way to spend a weekend, I won't lie, Game Time is the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever for you to do so. Grab your tickets to all sorts of shows in Vegas, not just football, concerts. Go see Piff the Magic Dragon. He's incredible. Every reality show star from America's Got Talent or Hell's Kitchen has a restaurant or an act in Las Vegas. You can go there. And the best thing is you can save up to 60% on your tickets by buying them last minute at Game Time. It's great for any procrastinators who want to plan a trip and then figure out once they're there what they want to do with their time. But if you love PHNX, you'll love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. We got it in the comments. We got it everywhere. So if you're looking to get down with Game Time, make sure to do so using our link. Jesse, but I was telling people this is one of the last baseball Sundays. I get it. It's football Sunday. I know. To the 10 of you that are here with us live, let me tell you, beat Jesse's over-under. We love you. We appreciate Jesse set the over-under at live viewers at 7. So we thank you guys for being here. Of course, we know there's not a lot of baseball Sundays left. Football Sunday is king right now. But here's the thing is we are blessed to live in Arizona. We've called it baseball nirvana. And right on the horizon, we have the Arizona Fall League, which is almost here. Arizona Fall League released their schedules and the teams, the players that are going to be on all of the teams. Scottsdale Scorpions, Salt River Rafters, all of those teams. Peoria Javelina, all the teams are out there, and you can check out the rosters. Most importantly, the D-backs players from their minor league system and their major league system have been added to the Salt River Rafters, including friend of the podcast, Cooper Hummel, which a lot of people have pointed out as being part of Salt River Rafters. I'll give you some little inside baseball. I actually didn't really remember that, like, major league players that were on the 40-man roster could still be part of the Arizona Fall League. But I think the idea here is that Coop needs to get some more time behind the plate. It seems like they're very dedicated to making him a backup catcher and maybe just giving him some more looks in actual game capacity to see if he is their catcher of the future, or at least like a backup catcher of the future.
Yeah, it's probably more of a backup catcher audition than anything else at this point. I don't know if Cooper is necessarily to that level. Maybe he could be down the road in the future, but it sounds like the D-backs are pretty much a full go on evaluating Cooper Hummel as a catcher moving forward. So this is sort of an audition where, you know, if Cooper Hummel has a good showing in the fall league, maybe the Diamondbacks don't feel the need to go try to get a backup catcher for next season, and they just open the year with Carson Kelly and Cooper Hummel as they have right now. I am the Larry mentions in the comments Lawler and De Los Santos hype.
Yes,
we are all there. All there with you for sure. Jordan Lawler will be in the Arizona Fall League playing for the Salt River Rafters. And all of you should get out to as many Salt River Rafters games as you possibly can in order to see what Jordan Lawler can do. Davison De Los Santos is the youngest player in the Arizona Fall League. He just turned 19 within the last couple of months. This is a guy who's like 6 months older than Drew Jones and is already in the Fall League and already in Double A. So pretty impressive what De Los Santos has done so far. The Amarillo season, the Double A Amarillo season, actually wraps this weekend. So both Lawler and De Los Santos will, I guess today actually would be their last game as we record this here on Sunday, or if you're joining us live, it's just right now, I suppose. But yeah, so after today, neither of those guys will have any more minor league games, and they're just getting set for fall league games starting here in a couple of weeks. So should be a lot of fun to watch.
I believe I don't think I should be giving football updates, Jesse, but I believe the Cardinals just took over on downs in overtime. So
it's impossible. I don't believe it
right now. This is exciting.
You might believe it, but I don't believe it.
No, I know. But fall league's just as exciting, right? I mean, here's
it the is.
It's just as exciting as this NFL overtime game that Jesse's won't let me. Did they win? I don't believe that. It's not happened yet, has it? No way. But I'll tell you this much. That's the one thing that's really exciting about this is we talk a lot about these guys. I don't think we have even had a chance to see many of the top prospects like this out at Fall League. So seeing Jordan Luplo on the rafters is going to be an absolute joy for people to come out and watch. We didn't get Corbin Carroll.
I'm sorry, Derek. I have to correct you. You just said Jordan Luplo on the Salt River
Rafters. I did. I'm going to do that a lot. It's Jordan Lawler. So Luplo's out of the system. I'm not doing that. Jordan Lawler is going to be exciting to watch. Jordan Luplo better not show his face around the Arizona Fall League. What? Leah says Cardinals won.
I don't believe it.
Oh my God. All right. Well, we should just wrap this up, Jesse. Let's go.
I'm excited. I see play under review on my little ESPN app thing here. So yeah, I don't believe it.
For it to be official. It's under review. It's in the hood. But yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun last year, and we actually might even be doing some shows potentially out from some of the Fall League games. But more importantly, we're going to be out there quite a bit. I think this is an awesome opportunity to see everything or to see these young guys up close that we don't get a chance to see often. And you know, again, I don't want to say conga line of young talent, but we have this this young talent, right, that we get to wait for. And these are the next kind of guys that are going to come up and potentially impact this team the way we've seen Alec Thomas and Corbin Carroll and so many others impact this team this season. So it's so exciting. We can't stress enough. Not to mention, it's a blast. Like, honestly, if you remember old school spring training, I think that's the best way I can describe Arizona Fall League.
Old school. What do you mean? What do you mean by old school? What does that mean?
I feel like spring training now tends to be more of an event. People go out and they're just there. And it's no knock to the crowd. I get it. After winter, it's one of the best things that you can go out to do. Go out with your friends, hang out in the lawn, all of that kind of stuff. But like, spring training games tend to be very packed. And they tend to be like, I'm not going to say casual fans, but there's a lot of casual fans out there. A lot of people who are at the baseball game but aren't really watching the baseball game. I feel like Arizona Fall League, the reason why it reminds me of like old school spring training is when I used to go to spring training as a kid, it wasn't packed. There was not a lot of people out there. And not only was there not a lot of people out there, but it really was your super like baseball fans, you know, like the super dedicated baseball fans. So like, there was just something about Fall League that reminds me of a simpler time when I was a young man, Jesse.
How long ago was that, Derek?
Oh, let's not talk about that. I don't feel like that's necessary. 1991 is what I'm shooting for around then. But
okay, all right.
You actually have written quite a bit about the Fall League over at gophnx.com, so I wanted to get your thoughts on what people should really, why people should be excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many reasons. I probably just could have kept writing and writing and writing on this one. But yeah, I mean, other than the fact that the Diamondback shortstop of the future, very likely, and Jordan Lawler is going to be playing, I think that right there is reason enough. I mean, this is
Jordan Luplo,
this
is
Yeah, not Jordan Luplo. yeah, I mean, this is like if Corbin Carroll had been, you know, in the fall league last year or something, like something along those lines. I mean, everyone, of course, would want to go out and see that. And then De Los Santos, like we mentioned, really, really interesting to see what he can do. He probably has more raw power than anyone else in the Diamondbacks farm system at this point. So you got a chance to see some impressive dingers from him over the course of the fall. Another thing that I think is interesting is that the fall league will be incorporating rules that are very similar to what Major League Baseball will have in place for 2023. We've talked about it a little bit. You've got the pitch clock, you've got the bigger bases, you have the shift restrictions. Those are kind of the three big things. And all of those will be in place in the Arizona Fall League, with the exception, for whatever reason, they're not enforcing the limitation on how many step-offs you can have as a pitcher. Apparently that won't be part of the protocol in the fall league, but all of the other changes will be in action, as well as another one, Derek. This one is interesting to me. They're not having robo umps. It's not robo umps. Human umpires will be calling balls and strikes for the Arizona Fall League, but they are still sort of using robo umps. Basically, each team will have three challenges per game. And you can challenge. You have to do it pretty quickly. I think you do it by like tapping your head or something ridiculous like that. I don't know exactly what the protocol is, but you indicate
at the same time.
Yeah, right. At the same time. There you go. And then apparently when the umpire, is aware that you would like to challenge a particular call, then the umpire will consult.
Then that's automatic, when the robot comes out.
Right? That's when the robot comes out.
The robot fights the umpire.
Yes, they have an altercation and they wrestle on the spot. Yes. Basically what happens is the umpire consults the robot, and the robot tells the umpire whether the umpire was right or not. And then the umpire either keeps the call or changes the call accordingly. And interestingly, if you challenge and are successful, you actually retain your challenge. So by saying you get three challenges, we really mean you can be incorrect three times. Other than that, it's sort of unlimited. You can challenge as many as you like throughout the game, as far as I can tell. So if you're interested in seeing firsthand, some of the rule changes that will be coming to baseball in 2023 and some of the wild things that could be coming to baseball in the future, the Fall League is the place to be.
You say wild, and then you say robot comes out and tells the ump, you know what you're doing to me. You know that none of that stuff's going to live up to my expectations. I want an R2 astromech droid to come out to the umpire. I want him to project, like R2-D2 did with Princess Leia's image, a small hologram of, I don't know, maybe an official from New York telling the umpire, like, you're wrong! Like, that's what I want. But I know it's not going to be any of those things, right? It's just going to be a person with a camera. Whatever. I am still excited, though. I'm still not going to let that douse my hope and my excitement for watching Arizona Fall League. And of course, you should read Jesse's article on that, so that way you get ready yourself for Fall League. It's right around the corner. They got merch. They got stuff. It's awesome. It's incredible. If you haven't been out to a Fall League game, join us. Larry said in the comments, if I see you two at any Fall League games, that started out like a threat. I'd love to come shake your hands. Larry, we're having drinks together. Of course, that's what we're doing. Chris says today is wild in AZ sports land. Yes, it is. And thank you for being here, Chris. I know you're just waiting for the Cardinal show to start, but still, we appreciate it. Of course, make sure to check out Jesse's writing. If you're not a member already, it's unlocked. Jesse gave it to you free.
This one is, yes.
If you check it out and decide you like everything you read, maybe you stick around. If you haven't gotten yourself a membership yet, get yourself an annual membership. You'll get yourself a free t-shirt over at the phnxlocker.com. Or you can get a month-to-month membership, and you'll get your first month for just 50 cents. Either way, you get access to our members-only Discord, which, of course, is the poppin', happening place to be for baseball fans and all sports fans. And you also get members-only discounts over at the phnxlocker.com. Also, make sure to subscribe to our PHNX YouTube channel if you haven't done so already. Subscribe, sign up for notifications, and also subscribe to our audio podcast as well. Leave us a 5-star review. We appreciate you for it. Your support really does mean the world to us. So even when you think I'm just one person hitting the thumb thumbs up button on this YouTube video. We need every one of you, and we appreciate you, each and every one of you, for it. Especially the 13. Again, there's 13 now. You're just blowing Jesse's over under out of the water. He said 7 people would be here, so we're excited to have you guys here. If you haven't had a chance, also check out our new office. We have a wonderful video of Salt coming in and catching me eating OGs while I'm preparing for the show. But it's a tour of our beautiful studio. We implore you to check it out. We also want to thank our friends at More Furniture for making it such a beautiful space. I want to be there all the time, Jesse. I want to be there all the time. I don't want to be at home any longer. It's causing conflicts with my child. She's like, I want to go with you to the studio. And I said, no, because then we'll fight over the Xbox. So, you know, it's my favorite place to be. And you guys should spruce up your home if you need to do so in time for football season by checking out our friend More Furniture's fall sale over at morefurniture.com. Let's take a look at All City, Jesse, because ever since Tony La Russa stepped away from the White Sox, they're kind of running away with this division. And like I said, this was the most important division to me, and I don't think we're going to get it, but at least we're not going to be last. White Sox 76-71, a full 5 games over 500. Do you know what I would do to be a full 5 games over 500, Jesse? Oh my God. Diamondbacks 68-78. Fart noises, but still not as bad as the Denver Rockies and the Cubs, who the Rockies actually kind of beat up on the All City. They went 1-1 against the White Sox and then went 2-1 against the Cubs. So they added to their division record quite a bit there, just behind the Diamondbacks at 16-14 for the best divisional record. But I don't think we're catching the White Sox, Jesse. I think that's okay. I think I'm okay with it. I think I've come to terms with it, but I am very glad.
I don't think the White Sox are, I don't think the White Sox are catching the Mariners or the Rays or whoever it is in the playoffs either.
Remember, this is the mid title. This could be the mid Atlantic title, the mid title, the mid baseball, whatever you want to call it. But it's not great. And like you alluded to earlier, things don't get better because the schedule ahead makes me want to run for the hills. The Diamondbacks go out on the road for an unforgivable 5-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I would I'd fight the schedule man at this point. Whoever created the schedule, I would fight him in a fist fight, Jesse, in traffic, embarrassing my family and other people that were near us over this schedule, because I'm very mad about this. By the way, if you see on the schedule that Giant series next weekend, we've told you about this, your last chance to see your Arizona Diamondbacks in the 2022 season. So if there's a better time to use game time to get yourself some tickets, now is that time. Grab yourself some tickets and come watch this team hopefully beat up on the Giants. We'd love to see them end the season strong. I don't know what there is left to play for at this point, Jesse, except for one thing, and that's win number 69, because I'm a child, and that's their next win. But I think that what we might end up seeing here is them finish maybe a little close to your preseason prediction there of 75 wins. It feels like that is a very reasonable at this point with the number of games left on their schedule, how tough their schedule is, and just what lies ahead.
I think you might be right there, Derek. At one point, just like a couple weeks ago, we were looking at your 82-80 and we were like, oh my gosh, like, is it, this might actually happen. Derek is gonna win this little mini competition we had at the beginning of the season with it. You absolutely would have been. And I will be equally insufferable if the Diamondbacks win exactly 75 games. I guess I'm not really allowed to have a rooting interest in these games, but it'd be very hard for me not to like root against the Diamondbacks, you know, if they're like 75-86 as of the last day of the season, my ego might take over at that point and just control me. But it's a rough go for them through the rest of the season. And some interesting things happening with the starting rotation right now. Obviously, playing 5 games in 4 days poses some interesting challenges for your starting rotation and trying to line everybody up. Torey Lovello told us the other day that there was a possibility still that the Diamondbacks would call up someone from the minor leagues in order to start a game on Tuesday. That is now no longer the case, as the starters on Tuesday are just Dre Jameson and Zach Davies. So they're not bringing up anyone to start either of those games. But the D-backs do have an extra roster spot because of the doubleheader. So they'll bring up somebody from the minor leagues, probably just to help out of the bullpen to give them some extra length if they need it. But the D-backs still haven't announced any starters after that Tuesday game as of right now. Yeah, so we'll see
you on Monday. Posted. Davies and Jameson on Tuesday with no decision yet on who is going to pitch the earlier game versus the later game. And then, yeah, like you said, to be announced going forward. And I don't know. Maybe they can keep Madison Bumgarner out of this one. I don't know.
There is, yeah. I will say, so Torrey Lovello has said that, you know, the Diamondbacks will continue to give the ball to Madison Bumgarner every fifth day. We'll see whether that proves true or not. He certainly wasn't going to make any big announcements, you know, right after the game ended or anything like that. So we'll see what happens with Madison Bumgarner, but I do still think it's possible that Mad Bum doesn't make every start the rest of the way. I think it's there's still at least a chance the Diamondbacks go a different direction, or maybe they just decide to skip him this time around. Maybe that's the reason they haven't announced a starter for Wednesday yet. We'll have to see.
Elizabeth in our comments says, please do not show the upcoming schedule. I did nothing to deserve this. I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
The Giants aren't that bad, right? The Giants aren't that bad.
I don't know.
Don't you think?
I don't know. Shout out to Isaiah Chavez for watching us and the Cardinals and anybody doing that. We appreciate you guys for doing that. You can open up two windows and put us on mute. It's okay. It won't hurt our feelings. We're fine. We're big boys. We understand what's going on here. Cardinals starting 1-1 is so much more important than them starting 0-2. And it's so much more important right now than what the Diamondbacks have going on. The playoff chances drop, Jesse. I don't know if you saw this, for a football team from, if you go 1-1, it's like 42% chance of making the playoffs to like 11% chance if you are 0-2. So very important for the Cardinals to get today's win. So we're excited about that. Go watch those guys over there because they are going to have a lot of fun, exciting things to talk about. Tell Frank I miss him. Just me and I love drinking with Frank. Frank's my favorite person to drink with. He's also my favorite person to take OG's gummies with. So if you get a chance, you should take OG's gummies with Frank Sanders. And if you don't get a chance to consume OGs with Frank Sanders, do it on your own. Go find a dispensary near you. They're a wonderful, wonderful variety of flavors, doses, tastes, all that, not to mention strains and whatever you need to get where you need to go. OGs is Arizona's top selling gummy. And not only that, but we have some free stuff for you with them as well. Enter our Flavoring Life sweepstakes with our friends from OGs. One lucky winner will receive 3 bags of OG's gummies, including my favorite orange creamsicle, a PHNX shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. Sign up at gophnx.com or click the link below in our show notes. And also check out OG's. Even if you don't win, you can go buy yourself some OG's at your local dispensary. If you can't find them, go to OG'sbrands.com. That's OGEEZbrands.com or on Instagram at OG'sbrands. You can also find their products pretty much anywhere you shop for your marijuana edibles. Must be 21 years or older to purchase. And speaking of, you know, getting high and eating edibles, a lot of sadness going on at ASU. So I'm sure edible purchases are an all-time high. And it's not because Herm's out. I think there might be celebration that Herm's out. It's because ASU lost in such a fashion. But ASU is going to have a new coach. And you can come out to Four Peaks this Saturday to celebrate that. Watch the team. $50 gets you an all-you-can-eat buffet. Yes, all-you-can-eat. I believe, Jesse, does that mean all-you-can-eat chicken tenders? All-you-can-eat chicken tenders is what
that would be wild.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Not to mention, the regular amount of chicken tenders is almost too much for one man, let alone an all-you-can-eat buffet.
No, it is entirely way too much for one way man. Too much.
Here's the thing. That $50 gets you the all-you-can-eat buffet. It gets you 2 4 Peaks beers, and it gets you a free ride to the stadium. That's right. Free ride to the stadium. That's the only way to get there. Click the link in our show notes to sign up. Must be 21 years or older and enjoy responsibly. And if you want to see a post game like no other, make sure to check out the PHNX Sun Devils show from after that game, because those guys went off. And shout out to Sean DePaz, especially for finally losing his shit. It was very fun to watch. I'll tell you, you know what we say around here is our shows might be more fun to watch when we lose than they are to win, because when we are sad, we go hard in the paint. Don't make me take out this baseball bat again. Don't make me remind you folks of how, like, more furniture has contacted me and said, don't ask, they're like, we're not giving you any chairs, basically, is me personally, because they've seen this show and they know what's going on. So, but we thank you guys so much. The 14, 15, 16 of you that showed up, you're angels, you're little baby angels, and we appreciate you and love you for being here. We love that you love baseball so much, and we love that the Cardinals won. So, great pick me up here at the end of the weekend after a bunch of losing occurred by the rest of our sports team. So, thank you, Kyler Murray. Thank you, Cardinals. Thank you guys for being here. Of course, we will be back with the Mailbag Monday episode on Monday. But until then, you can follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. On behalf of Jesse and myself, we thank you guys again so much for stopping by, for muting us and watching us while you watch the Cardinals. And again, we don't care. We appreciate it. We love you. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when the Cardinals win in overtime. Let's go.